Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing in world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. Research shows the number one fear in today's world is fear of public speaking. In today's episode, Rich Dad Advisor, Master of Masters, Blair Singer, shows you steps to overcome the fear of public speaking. Let's get started.
In this day and age, if you want to accomplish anything, if you have any kind of a message, you want to make more money, one thing you're going to need to learn to do is how to broadcast to other people. In other words, if you're really good in sales, for example, and you sell one-on-one, that's pretty good. You'll have decent income. But if you want to have massive income and have a massive influence, or just have an influence on more than just one other person in your life, you're going to have to learn to get in front of other people and broadcast one to many. And in this day and age, think about this. There are 5 billion people on YouTube in the world. That's almost two-thirds, three-quarters of the world are on YouTube looking for entertainment or information or something. So your ability to broadcast to the world has never been easier to do, but it doesn't alter the fact that for some people, it's terrifying. Now, why is it terrifying? And I'm going to show you how to get over this really quickly, okay? So first of all, why is it terrifying? The reason it's terrifying, I ask you a question. When are you the most nervous in making a presentation? Beginning or end? Obviously, the beginning. When is the group the most skeptical? Beginning or end? Obviously, in the very beginning. And how long does it take for people to make a judgment of you? Seconds, maybe? Seconds? Now, see, intuitively, we already know this. Why? It's part of our DNA. It's part of our genetic makeup. We were bred as humans on this planet, look for a problem, look for the exception, because it would save our lives someday, okay? Or in the moment. But first of all, understand the audience is not going to eat you. It's not a saber-toothed tiger. That's not going to happen. That still doesn't alter the natural reaction for some people is to be terrified of this. Let's break it down a little bit. By the way, the other reason it's tough is because the biggest fear people have, the biggest upset most people have is your concern about what other people think about you. I'm going to say it again. The biggest concern that you have that stops you from doing most things is a little voice issue, but it's your concern about what other people might think or don't think about you, either one. So let's break this down and see, how do you make this comfortable? First of all, understand that when you're speaking in front of people, and like I said, it's simple, it's easier than ever before. Used to be able to go on a stage and there are all these bodies right in front of you. Now, you can do a video that broadcasts to a lot of people, still a lot of people. Or you can do a Zoom call where you're in front of people, lots of people, and they're in the comfort of their own home. You're still in front of a lot of people. So the fear is still there, but it's easier than ever to make a difference. So let's break this down a little bit. The other thing, before I give you the breakdown of how to do this, remember this, that when you're speaking to people, this is not a performance. I'm going to say it again. You got to get in your brain. I'm not here to perform. I'm simply here to have a conversation and to help people. That's it. I'd like you to say it out loud if you can think about it. I'm simply here to have a conversation and to support people. I'm here to have a conversation with this group and support them. Flips the stage completely. If you're trying to perform and ladies and gentlemen and all that other stuff, that now you're putting all this pressure on yourself. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. So let's break it down. We said that the problem is in the first couple of minutes, right? So let me give you some ideas to think about. When they first come into the room, they're sitting in a room or on their Zoom call. Are they really even present yet? The answer is no, they're not. They're still checking text messages, doing all kinds of other stuff, but they're not there, right? So what? So you have to do something to get them present in the room. The other thing is they have... What have they been? They had to give up time. They could be with their families. They could be at work. They could be doing all kinds of things. So they're kind of a little resentful that they're there. So what do you do? Acknowledge them. Thank them. Thank them for being here. You know, one of the things we teach people in our trainer mastery program is we actually drill this whole process. But you start by asking questions, by getting them to engage. Why? Because if I start by asking you a question first, then the heat is on you, not on me, right? If I got to perform, that's putting a lot of pressure on myself. But if I say, how many of you would like to learn how to overcome the fear of presenting in front of a group. If you would like to, if you're on a Zoom call, type in me in the chat box. So what just happened? I flipped the whole scenario so that now I'm asking a question. We're having a conversation. Next step. So you acknowledge them for being there. And then they're thinking, so I'm analyzing their little voices. By the way, in sales and presenting, if you're not talking to the little voices in the audience, you're wasting your time. All decisions are made by the little voice, good and bad. All skepticism is mostly little voice stuff. So again, you're always talking to that little voice. Now they're thinking, is this worth it? And you say, so what we're going to do is in the time we're together, in the 10 minutes we're together, I'm going to cover three things, A, B, and C. How many people would like that? Okay, good. Now, the last thing that's going on in their brains that you have to overcome is there's a little thought, creepy thought back in there. Not for everybody, but I'd say for maybe about a third of the room are thinking, why should I listen to you? What, you know, why should I believe you? You know, have you earned the right? Have you earned the right to have my respect? And so how do you handle that? Very, very simple. You're basically going to tell them why you're there, why you're passionate about doing what you're doing. Give them a little bit of credibility. Again, we go into all the tools of doing this, but I'm going to tell you that if you follow this sequence, okay, get them present, thank them for being there, tell them what they're going to get while they're there, and then do what we call a little earn the right. And we have a storyboard builder that we have free on our website that you can go check it out and how to craft all this kind of stuff. But the idea is this, is if you do that in the first 2 or 3 minutes where most people are struggling, trying to tell a joke, perspiration rolling off their faces, terrified, brain going blank, you're breezing through it because you know what you're doing. You've done it before. You've practiced it. And after that point in time, you've loosened up. You've sold yourself to you. And what happens? Once you get going, you've ever noticed once you get going, start talking to a group of people and they're actually listening, you kind of go on a roll, don't you? You build a little momentum. You start feeling yourself. People are nodding their heads and you're asking questions and you say, does that make sense? And they go, yeah. And that emboldens you even more. And now you're having a conversation. It's a conversation that could go on for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a day, months, years, but it's a conversation. It's a conversation that you're having with other people. It's not a performance. It's not a performance. Now, a couple other things. Remember what I said in the beginning, I'm here to have a conversation with you and to help and or support. So whenever you are in front of a group of people, whatever you're doing, my suggestion, always give value first before you ask for anything. In other words, teach something. If you're trying to sell a training program, before you try selling anything to them, after you've gone through your introduction, give them something. Look, I learned three things about how to sell that I just wanted to share with you really quickly. Number one, ask lots of questions. Number two, you know, give them some value. That, why? Because then the law of reciprocity works in your favor. Remember this. If you give, you shall receive. If you give, you'll receive. So find a way to offer something of value to people, even if it's only for a couple of minutes, some data, some information, an experience. And what'll happen is now in their brain, they go, okay, this person told me why they're here, so I believe them. And actually, I'm very moved by the reason they're here. And they gave me something. So you know what? I'm here. I'm open to whatever you got to say to me now. Okay. It's really simple anatomy. And you know, it's one that many people forget about because they're so concerned about the performance and getting the result and making the sale. I learned a little. Robert Kiyosaki and I, we've been friends since 1980. We learned to present together. We were so terrified to make our first public presentation that we did it together. It was in the state of Hawaii and the island of Maui. We had 100 chairs set up. We promoted it. All these people would come. And guess how many people showed up for our first presentation? First live presentation. Robert Kiyosaki, Blair Singer, 2 people showed up. That was it. And one was in the wrong place. He thought it was a real estate seminar and he left. And the other person, we were doing a preview for another program and that person didn't buy it either. And we were so depressed. But it was at that moment, it was at that experience that motivated us to keep going. If you want to be good at this, like anything else, it's like a musical instrument. You got to practice it. It's like an athletic skill. You got to practice and you will face adversity. Think about this. Being able to speak in front of a group of people is one of the best, other than sales, is probably one of the best personal development programs in the world. That the more you do it, the better you feel about yourself. All these positive things happen. Because at the end of the day, when you get done and you share this with people, people come up to you and say, oh my God, thank you so much. That was such valuable information. Or they might even say, you know what? I have no idea what you were even talking about, but I really like you and I trust you. What is it you have to offer me? If you follow these steps that I mentioned, get them present, thank them for being there, tell them what they're going to learn, and then earn the right. Okay. You do those things and then give them something before you try to take something from them, and you're going to be in great shape. Remember, it's a conversation, not a performance. Take the heat off yourself. Be awesome.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you overcome the fear of public speaking. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think who needs this. Blair Singer will be live in the upcoming Super Growth Summit along with 10 other world-class trainers. Log into www.sgsummits.com and register for the upcoming Super Growth Summit for free. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more. And always keep inspiring.